with regards to putting the shalrosh, where you put your shalrosh, so the Mishmur points out that the front part of the shalrosh cannot be below the hair on the front of your head. I once had a story. I went over to a person that had a shulam down quite low. I pointed out the shulam was down quite low. He says, "Rabbi, I used to have hair on my forehead, so even though it's not there anymore, but there's hair there. Hair of the forehead does not count. It's only the hair of the head, not of the forehead." The source of that is actually Tosfos Maram Rutenberg and Tosfos Yom Tov in Tosfos Megoyim, regards to the halachas of Nega of the head. Of the hair, place of the hair is different than that of the face. So how do you count hair on the forehead? Does it count as Mokham Asar and have a din of Nega of a Mokham Asar or not? The Maramurmur says the hair on the Metzah does not count. If anybody has hair on their forehead, that doesn't count. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about hair on the person's head. So the tefillin go, the bottom end of the tefillin, which means, again, the Keturah, the lower square has to be totally in the place of the hair. It has to be behind that and beyond. How far back can tefillin go? So there's a machlokes. The Torah says that tefillin can go back from the point where the head starts going to the forward. The tefillin can go anywhere in that spot. The first tefillin can go from here, anywhere between here and here. And they have a whole area to use that. There is a sheet which says, however, it's only half of that. So the chatzilah person should have in the front half of that, but if you have a choice between, again, if you have a choice between, like we had yesterday with the tzelyad, if you have a choice between the tzelyad going too low below the hair, everybody holds that that's problematic, so it's better to put it further back. So the person puts his shalrosh on the, where does the kesher go? The kesher in the back. So the Mishmur comes out that the kesher, if you look at your, let's say you have a dalet, or you have a mem, there's two layers to your kesher. There's the top layer, which is the top of the dalet, and there's the bottom part, which is the bottom, with the leg which hangs down. The Mishmur says that the top part should go on the skull, and the lower part should be in the groove, which is beneath the skull. Saying you have a mem, so the top layer of the mem would be on the skull, and the bottom layer would be in the groove, which is beneath the skull. That's the chachila where a person's the kesher should be. Mr. Burr says at least if you don't have it that high, it should not be down to the point where it's on the person's neck. The basic place where it really should be is pretty much connected to a person's eye. It's in the back of the head. That spot in the back of the head is pretty much which corresponds to the person's eyes. So that is where it goes. And what about in the middle? So it has to be between Bede Necho. It does not have to be perfect that the middle line of the tefillin is perfectly middle between between your eyes. It has to be somewhere in that area. So it always came up the question, the Sama Rav has a tshuva where he talks about there's no need to use a mirror to figure it out. You can basically figure it out yourself. You don't need a mirror. He then he decries the idea of using a mirror for that purpose. The Gemara actually talks about it's not complimentary the idea of using mirrors in general. So he decries it not to use a mirror, but they definitely do not have. It doesn't have to be perfectly centered in the middle. So it does not be perfectly centered, but it has to be between bed and foot. It has to be from your hairline and back. Let's say a person's hair has already lost some of his hair, so it depends on where his hairline was. It doesn't depend where his hairline is right now. It's not as his hairline recedes; it's still going to go further and further back. So it depends on where his hairline was. What happens when a person gets more hair? So as long as it's still the hair of the head, that's Malkum Sar for him, and that would count. I never had the Shadow of Malkum Meister, right? But if a person would get more hair, the benefit really would count, that's considered the Malkum Sar. So that's until the midpoint of the head going, the point of the head going forward, half of that, the front half of that, at least to the back, to the point where the head starts going forward. And the kesher in the back should go on the top of the kesher should go on the bone, and the bottom part of the kesher should be in the groove. Okay, have a good morning.